British people are quite well known for being reserved in public. They don't really show strong emotions. However, if you do some of the things I'm going to talk about in today's episode, you might find some pretty angry British people. So let's get cracking. Hey up, mate. How's it going today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking and welcome to episode 41 of the Brit Speak Pod, which is actually episode 3 of Ask Brit Speak. And today I've got a good one for you. But before we get into all that stuff, my name is Dan and I'm here to help you understand British life, British culture, and of course, British English. So if you're new around here, nice to meet you, mate. Do me a favour, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate it. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, mate. Nice to see you again. So today is episode 3 of Ask Brit Speak, and I've got a question. So let's check it out.
Hello, I'm YJ, who goes by the name of Earl. I have a question. I'm going to the UK, and I'm scared about doing something wrong. Can you tell me some things I should avoid doing?
Okay, great question. Cheers for sending that in, YJ. And this is probably something that bothers a lot of people, not just English learners. Whenever you go to like a new country or a new culture, there's always that part of you that's scared of doing something stupid and like upsetting people, like putting your foot in your mouth, saying something you shouldn't say, doing something you shouldn't do, and people get mad at you, right? Probably causes a bit of anxiety for quite a few people who are listening to this. And today, we're going to kind of go through the worst stuff that you can do in the UK. Not the worst, you know, I'm not talking about murder or committing treason or something, you know. I'm talking about daily life stuff that if you do, you might piss off more than one British person around you. So the first thing that you should never, ever, ever do if you visit the UK is disrespect a queue. My God, that is like shooting the king if you're in the UK. It's equally as bad, right? British people, for whatever reason, we absolutely love a good queue. We buzz on it. I'm sure if Disney World were built in England, the most popular ride would be the ride where you just queue. There's no ride at the end. We just wait in line for hours. British people love it. And if you don't follow the queuing system, it's an unwritten rule. If you don't get to the back of the line, there's going to be trouble, mate. And by trouble, I mean the worst thing you're probably going to see is a few people looking grumpy with their arms folded and, God, you know, tutting, as we say, doing that kind of thing. That's basically the height of British anger, you know, tutting. Like, God, people don't know how to queue. And the places where this is most important is like queuing to get on public transport. Do not, and I repeat, do not try and push to the front of that queue. Wait your bloody turn. We're all waiting for the same thing. What makes you think that you can just gut up front? It don't work like that. I've been in some countries where it does work like that. And honestly, I've never been so angry in my life. And also, if you're getting on public transport, let people get off first, just as a side note. Let them get off and then you get on. Don't push past them to get on the train or the bus. That's just stupid. And I see it all the time. So don't do it. Don't disrespect a queue. Get to the back. Wait your turn like a normal person. And everything's going to be all right. Everything's hunky-dory, you know. So, yeah, don't disrespect a queue. Now, another thing about British people is that we're proper self-deprecating. And what this means is that we talk badly about ourselves. Like, I could be the best piano player in the world. And if somebody said to me, Dan, can you play piano? I'd be like, a little bit. I'm not very good. That's just kind of how British people generally are. We don't toot our own horn, so to speak. But some cultures, looking at you, America, it's more common that people tell you how good they are. But British people don't do that. We tell everyone how bad we are at something, even if it's not exactly true. And there's a place and a time for a bit of ego, you know. But generally, British people don't enjoy dealing with other people who've got an ego. Like, if you meet British people and you can't wait to tell them how good you are at everything, they're probably not going to want to spend much time around you, mate. They'll be like, oh God, this guy again, he's going to tell us how good he is. And I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I'm not interested in how good you are at things. I'd rather hear what you're bad at because that's more interesting. It's more humanizing. But yeah, if you spend all of your time telling people how good you are and what you've done with your life and where you've been and going to be a pretty boring conversation. I don't want to be part of that conversation, to be honest. And most British people, probably the same. So, tone it down a bit, mate. Don't have to tell everyone how good you are. If you're good at something, people will see how good you are at it. You don't need to tell them. People that have to tell you how good they are usually not very good. Bit of a rant. Sorry about that. But yeah, don't spend too much time talking about how good you are at something. Put yourself down a bit. British people enjoy putting themselves down, usually to make jokes. You know what? This is a big difference between British and American culture. And Americans make fun of somebody else for being an idiot. British people make fun of themselves for being an idiot. And like, it's a different, we make fun of ourselves for being stupid, not somebody else for being stupid. And that's kind of the mentality that you need to get used to if you're going to spend a lot of time in the UK. Otherwise, you might be a bit confused why everyone's so mean to each other. And that's just how it is. Now, I want you to imagine that you're going to the park. For once, it's sunny and you're going to have a lovely day in the park. You're going to sit on the bench and you're going to read your little book and you're going to have a nice, relaxing time. But you get there and there's some dickhead who's got their phone connected to a speaker and they're playing 90s rave music, full whack, and they're having a barbecue and they're screaming and laughing, and that's great for them. Like, I'm all up for having a good time, but mate, I'm just trying to read my book. I'm trying to chill out here. I didn't come here to listen to Ace of Base. God, what, I don't know where that song choice came from, but whatever. All that she wants is another bit. That one. Is that Ace of Base? Anyway, so, you know, if you're going to spend time in public in the UK, it's all right to make a bit of noise. Not like in Japan where everyone's silent. It's all right to make a bit of noise, you know. But be a bit more considerate about where you are and who's round you, you know. Don't go, and this is something that British people do, and I want to punch them in the face sometimes, is don't be like listening to music on a loudspeaker on a bus. Get some headphones, mate. Not everyone wants to hear what you're listening to. Don't talk on your phone on the bus in a loud voice. Like, chill out, mate. Give everyone a break. You know, like, being too loud in public is just going to make you public enemy number one, because people around you will just be annoyed by it. Maybe in your culture, in your country, it's fine to do them things. And in certain situations, it's all right to be noisy in certain situations. But try and be a bit considerate, depending on where you are. You wouldn't have a rave in a library, would you? I mean, you might. You shouldn't. but that's what I mean. Like, just try and be considerate of others and keep your voice down a bit. There's no need to scream on loudspeaker. You know, just pick up the phone and talk normally if that's what you want to do. Although, who actually makes phone calls these days? I don't know. Seems like a thing of the past. But yeah, be careful. Now, as I was growing up, the one thing above all else that I was taught by teachers and my parents and other people, other adults around me, is like, the most important thing you've got in your arsenal is your manners. You've got to use your manners. You've got to show respect, and you've got to use, especially please, thank you, and sorry. These are the most important words in the British English Dictionary, if there's such a thing. And the amount of people I meet that their culture just don't really use please or thank you or, you know, sorry in certain situations. As a British person, it comes across proper rude. And I have to remind myself, like, they're from a different culture. They don't do it the same way in their culture, and British people are overly sensitive to these things. But my God, if somebody asks me for something and they don't say please, I'm going to wait until you've said please. I'm not doing it until you've said please. Like, can you pass me that? No. Can you pass me that, please? Yeah, all right. You know, it don't hurt to use please and thank you. They're like basic things that you should do. If somebody gives you something, say thank you. If somebody is going to provide something and you're asking for something, say please. It's not going to kill you. It makes everyone's day better. And, you know, are you better than me that you don't need to say please or thank you? Because that's how it comes across. So, yeah, please and thank you. Sorry is a bit of a weird one in the UK because we say it too much. You know, sorry is probably the most used word in England. You know, if you've done something that annoys me, I'll probably say sorry. Sorry to bother you, but can you turn your phone off, please? You know, you bump into me. Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't see you. You bumped into me, but I still say sorry. Sorry when I request something. sorry, but can I get a Coke, please? You know, like, we say sorry all the time, even when we've done nothing wrong, but we say it a lot. And at first, that might be a bit confusing for you, like, why are British people apologising all the time? As a general rule of thumb, if somebody apologises, just apologise back. Oh, sorry, mate. You know, it's not going to kill you, is it? Now, I know British people are a bit sensitive about this thing, but we are sensitive, and you're in our backyard, so, you know, try and play ball with us. You know, as that old expression is, when in Rome, do what the Romans do, or whatever that expression is. You know, if you're in England and we use please, thank you, and sorry a lot, maybe give it a go. And, you know, just generally manners, things like let somebody go through the door before you, you know, ladies first, that kind of thing. Or if you sat on train and there's an old woman there, let her sit down. You don't need to sit down so much. Yeah, that kind of thing. Everyone's kind and treats people the way they want to be treated. The world's a better place, you know? Now, this one is something that is proper confusing for a lot of language learners. And I'm here to put you straight today. From today, you should never make this mistake again. Now, when you meet somebody, maybe your mate or somebody for the first time, probably the conversation is going to start with something like, all right, how are you doing? Now, what I want you to realize that I don't give a shit about the answer. I don't even want you to answer that question. It's not really a question. It's basically a greeting. I'm saying, hello, how are you? What I mean is, hello, but it's nice to pretend that you care about the other person. So we ask the question, how are you? It's not a question. I don't want a real answer. I don't want to hear that, you know, your TV's broke, or I don't want to hear that you've got to work late tomorrow. I don't care, mate. I've got things to do. You know, I've got my own life to worry about. This is not a question. So don't answer it honestly. Just, all you need to say is, yeah, not bad. Yeah, I'm all right. You know, same old, same old. These kind of expressions. It's not a real question, so don't give it a real answer. And the amount of people I meet when I'm like, hi, up, how are you doing? Yeah, well, you know, on Tuesday, I went to the supermarket and they didn't have any strawberries, and it were horrible because it's my niece's birthday and I wanted to bake a strawberry cake. Mate, stop it. I don't care. I don't care about your strawberries or your cake. It's just a general social pleasantry. Just say that you're not bad and let's move on, because we've got other things to discuss. And now that I say some of these things out loud, I kind of understand just how weird British people actually are. But hopefully these things can keep you in line and make sure you don't piss off that many British people next time you're in the UK. And today is Ask Brit Speak, and this kind of podcast where I answer questions from you guys. So if you've got a question, all you've got to do is go to britspeak.co/askbritspeak, send me a message, and who knows, maybe I'll use it in a future episode. But that's it for this one, and I'll catch you in the next one. See you.